So Rabbi Nachman is finishing up this Torah, and after we're talking about, you know, the wings and the reality where sometimes you have to cover things, Rabbi Nachman is telling us that the concept of a snake, the nachash, the philosophers, they don't have wings, right? The snake is lichora, just a man without hands and feet. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the hands and the feet from the snake because the snake didn't know how to cover his mouth, right? And especially us, didn't know how to cover his reproductive organs. As Chazal say, that what was motivating him is that he wanted to be with Chava physically. There's a very important concept we have to understand. One of the most important aspects in Judaism is not your ability to speak. What makes you an amazing person is not your ability to talk. It's actually your ability to not talk, right? It's siag lachochma shtika. It's when you know that what you're saying, there's nothing more to say, right? And the more we think we can talk about God, the more we actually are proving that we don't know anything. Our actual great wisdom is when we can say, there's nothing I can say anymore, right? Words cannot be enough. Right, that's why we say kivyachol a lot of times, say kivyachol, which means like kaf bet yachol. I mean, I reached the capacity of what I can do with the kaf bet letters, right? There's no more I could say. And sometimes a person, especially a philosopher, thinks you could talk about anything, thinks you could say whatever you want. There's no limit, there's no boundaries. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that there's a very important thing. Our avodas Hashem and our way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is very much dependent on our ability to cover our mouths sometimes, right? Cover our reproductive organs, right? If a person is sitting down, you know, putting one foot on top of the other in order to be able to sit in a tzniyus way, right? For males and females alike, right? Or the ability to put your hands on your mouth. We have these wings. Now, they could take us to the highest highs. We could soar up to the sky. But we have to know, shtayim yichaseh panav, shtayim yichaseh regal, shtayim yofif. But the snake, the philosoph, or any other person who is not at all interested in boundaries, and we're living in a world like that. That all comes from the nachash. The nachash, the snake, we talk about the serpent, or in many ways, in many different settings. And what's important for us to understand right now is the difference between a snake and a man is that the snake doesn't have these wings. He doesn't have these hands and feet. He doesn't have the ability to cover himself up. And therefore, he's always revealed. And in Rabbi Nachman's world, that is a very, very detrimental thing. Because if you have no ability for covering up, then whatever is revealed is also not coming from a place of true emes. Because a person is just, that's it. You know, and people today living in this world, they think the most true thing is to be transparent, right? Like the most, you know, we're all seeking honesty and truth. And therefore, in order to be true and honest, I have to be unfiltered. I have to be uncensored, right? Or just as transparent, as translucent as possible. And like, this is me, this is who I am, this is everything. And I'm not trying to like have any boundaries or keep any guards. And that's, I mean, very, very important to understand. And in the world of Rabbeinu, in the world of people who are trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not shaykh to think that there's a room, there's no limitations needed, there's no boundaries needed. And a lot of times, especially when we live in a world, till then we're talking about speech, but definitely in the world of sexuality, right? Mamash, we live in a world like that where there's no boundaries. We're like, even like, you seem stupid to have boundaries, right? Like one of like the most derogatory things, like, what, you're a virgin? Right? You're a virgin? Like, what? Right? Like, that's so stupid. We live in a world of Mamash, utmost craziness. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us at the end of the day is that when you're not living in a world where you're able to find those boundaries, then what you have to share with the world is also not of importance, because you just have no ability to fly. You have no wings. Your words don't soar. You don't have any ability to ascend because you're just a snake. You're always on the ground. Your head is always down, and you're not able to stand up vertically. You're not able to have the image of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The image of God is this. It is this ability to be able to say, okay, I'm enough said. Shabbi Zochah.